Let us give our attention to Brother Travis Bevins from the Patterson and Grand Prairie congregation as he helps us to avoid imitating the bad example of another disloyal one, Absalom.
We're going to talk a lot about ambition. To define it, prideful ambition has been defined as an ardent desire for rank, fame, or power. This desire can seriously undermine our loyalty to Jehovah. How so? And how can we prevent it from taking root in our hearts? To help us, Jehovah has recorded in the Bible an account of a person whom we do not want to imitate, Absalom. Absalom was a beloved son of King David and a part of his royal family. As such, he enjoyed a unique and privileged position. After about 3 years in exile for plotting and carrying out a vengeful attack on his half-brother Amnon, David permitted Absalom to return and even restored him to the royal court. Despite all the favor shown to Absalom, he disloyally undermined his father's administration. He undertook a campaign to usurp his throne and even waged war against his father. As you can imagine, it led to disastrous results. You might say, why would such a privileged person seek such a disloyal course? To put it simply, Absalom was not satisfied with his privileges and positions that he already had. His disloyalty was fueled by pride and ambition, and this in turn may have been fueled by his reaction to praise. The Bible says at 2 Samuel chapter 15 that he was highly praised for his good looks, for his handsome appearance. How do we know that these things began to go to his head? Well, the Bible goes on to say that he built for himself a chariot with a contingent of 50 men running in front of him. And you know, usually some people will make a monument to others. He erected a monument to himself. Another contributing factor may have been during his 3 years in exile when he associated with his grandfather, King Talmai of Geshur. His grandfather may have put into his mind, his grandson, you know, you're my royal grandson. You're royalty on both sides of your family. You shouldn't be treated like this. And Absalom may have reasoned back, you're right, I deserve better than this. I'm the oldest remaining son of King David. That throne should be mine. All this despite Jehovah's wishes. Thereafter, in a bid to take over, Absalom fiendishly portrayed himself as a man of the people. Oh, if only I were your judge, I would be a superior ruler for you. If we turn in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, if you turn there, please, with me, we can see what a beautiful contrast to this spirit we find in the Christian congregation today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says there, do nothing out of contentiousness or out of egotism, but with humility consider others superior to you. We must never allow the ambitious spirit of Absalom to take over, but rather we want to continue to promote loyalty by considering others as superior to us. What if we feel, though, we've been overlooked for a privilege? And that could be difficult. But do not allow this to cause us to be disloyal. Do not allow it to tempt us, these feelings to tempt us to somehow use generosity or even flattery on overseers in an attempt to gain some privilege or position. And what can we learn from Absalom's relatives? When thinking of that, a powerful influence can be wives, you wives. Wives, it's natural to sympathize when our husbands, when they're hurting, but we're a bigger help when we don't unintentionally stoke the flames of ambition when they don't receive a certain privilege, but rather we help them to see the privileges they already have. Let's take a look now in on a video and see how it can help us.
I know you're disappointed.
I'm sure the elders must have their reasons.
I'm sure they do.
What does that mean?
Nothing, just forget it, okay?
Carl? Why would the elders decide that about your case? It doesn't make any sense. Not that I'm surprised. Sure, I'll see you tomorrow and we'll sort this thing out together. Don't worry, I'll help you fix this. If I were an elder, I would never treat people like this. What were they thinking?
And 50 men to run before him.
What was Absalom thinking?
Wait, what am I thinking? Absalom turned people away from the king, telling them he was more just, more understanding. If I take sides with Carl tomorrow, what could happen?
They don't even belong. They call themselves Christians.
They control everybody.
Something wrong with the elders too.
They need to be out.
Really?
Always being judged.
Why would they do that?
They don't even belong.
It's nice about them.
I don't know all the facts, and even if I did, it doesn't matter. I can't let my pride get in the way of my loyalty to Jehovah. Absalom could have avoided all those bad things if he only stayed content. I need to ask Jehovah's help to root out those bad things in my heart so I can stay content.
Please open your Bible with me and follow along as we consider Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Romans 12, verse 16 reads, "Have the same attitude toward others as toward yourselves. Do not set your mind on lofty things, but be led along with the lowly things. Do not become wise in your own eyes." Just like the brother, we want to be led along by the lowly things, by not envying others when they receive privileges, but rather considering the privileges we already have. Like Absalom, what a privilege we have to be invited by our royal heavenly Father, Jehovah, to come to know him, and we've been invited to be one of his people. Remember this, you are greatly valued by Jehovah when you loyally and modestly serve in whatever capacity you've been assigned. Therefore, we will reject the ambitious and disloyal course of Absalom.